It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. God's glory on display, a great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now. It's coming now, revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Thursday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this National Day of Prayer. As we join churches and individuals all across America, cities that are seeking God, some in fasting and prayer today, and we are certainly cooperating in this National Day of Prayer, joining other churches, individual prayer groups, those in Washington, D.C. who are praying, setting ourselves in agreement. So for the next hour, we invite you to be with us as we observe National Day of Prayer. Of course, we're praying every day here on BPN Radio, but this is a very powerful day as people set themselves in agreement for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. So Dale Gentry here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. So, Father, we just come boldly into your presence today, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on this Thursday, the National Day of Prayer 2015. And we're going to be praying today as we normally do. And right now here is Jack Graham, pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church, with a special message.
Hello, I'm Jack Graham, pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church and teacher for PowerPoint Ministries. I'm so very grateful and humbled to serve as the honorary chairman for this year's National Day of Prayer Task Force. Kingdoms and nations throughout all history have risen and fallen on prayer. The reason is seen in Psalm 103, verse 19, which proclaims God's kingdom is the one kingdom, the one and only kingdom that rules over all others. And amazingly, prayer connects us, gives us a welcome audience with Almighty God, the one true God who reigns over every ruler, authority, and nation. Our theme for the 2015 National Day of Prayer is, Lord, hear our cry. It stresses the desperate need we have to individually and together place our faith in God's unfailing love and grace. We're basing this theme from 1 Kings 8:28, which says, hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is praying in your presence this day. Isn't that incredible? Prayer enables us to actually connect with God and takes us into the very presence of Jesus our Lord. If you want to host, attend, or learn more about the National Day of Prayer, visit dayofprayer.org, nationaldayofprayer.org. That's nationaldayofprayer.org. And may God bless you and our nation as we seek Him together on May the 7th.
That's Sandy Patty. You're on BPN Radio. Sandy Patty, the Lord's Prayer from her album, Hymns Just For You, that you can get on iTunes. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this National Day of Prayer as America humbles themselves in fasting and prayer, seeking God for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, calling upon the name of the Lord, that America will turn back to you in these days of desperation. We know this is a very, very important year in the history of our nation. And so today we're seeking God, humbly repenting for the sins of our nation and the sins of our land. And so these are definitely important days And you got to realize that in the beginning, America's been strong in the beginning, seeking God. And will you affirm our covenant, Christian nation, to God today? I love America. I love America. In 1607, the Jamestown settlers arrived. Their first act was to plant a tall cross on the Virginia beach and covenant America to call God to all generations. America's founding covenant prayer is, "We do hereby dedicate this land and ourselves to reach the people within these shores with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to raise up godly generations. May this covenant of dedication remain to all generations. May all who see this cross remember what we have done here, and may those who come here to inhabit join us in this." In 1620, the Pilgrims signed the Mayflower Compact, saying they came to America for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. In 1630, the Puritans came. They said, "We are entered into a covenant with him." In 1643, the New England Federation explained, "We all came into these parts of America with one and the same end, to advance the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ and to enjoy the liberties of the gospel and American Revolution." The first act of Congress is George Washington, John Adams, John Jay, and our founding fathers reading the Holy Bible and praying in Jesus' name. The Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and all state constitutions include God, the year of our Lord, Creator, Supreme Judge. God and our founding fathers say our laws are to be based on God's Word, the Holy Bible. The Supreme Court said Christianity is part of the common law when endorsing the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Abraham Lincoln proclaimed, "Recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord," according to Psalms 33 and 12.
Please pray the USA's covenant with God. Father, as your Christian nation, we affirm our covenant that you are our God and Americans are your people. We love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Jesus is our King. We obey what you say in the Holy Bible. We love one another as Jesus loved us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we want to thank you today that we have the opportunity to live in a nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And may we, in Jesus' name, remember the heritage that we have. May we remember today the price that has been paid. First, the price that you paid on Calvary, Lord, for the United States of America, for people to know you as their personal Savior and Lord. In Jesus' name. And may we remember all of the men and women who have shed their life's blood on behalf of keeping America free. We salute and ask you bless our veterans today, those that have laid down life and limb in the name of Jesus, those who have laid down life and limb for this nation. In Jesus' name, we pray right now, in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, Father God, we pray for our veterans. We ask that you bless them, and we ask that you minister to them in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. And Father, we pray today that the will, plan, and purpose of God that you have for this nation, that you have for the United States of America, will be done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for that and believe you for that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Several years ago, I had the opportunity to minister with a group called Sanctus Real, fine young men of God, and they have something to say here on this National Day of Prayer.
Hey, we're Sanctus Real, and I want to invite you to join us on May 2nd for the National Day of Prayer. Together, we want to participate in praying for our nation, for our families, for our friends, for our communities. And together, I know that we can make a difference through prayer. So again, May 2nd, join us, participate in the National Day of Prayer.
Okay. Well, they've got they've certainly got the theme right. The date is a little behind, but I'm thankful for these guys that are promoting the National Day of Prayer as we are here on BPN Radio. And so thankful that you are listening here with us today, praying with us today on BPN Radio. So grateful and so thankful. Other people are joining us for a National Day of Prayer, and we are praying different people's prayers today. And we want to join Joseph Kahn right here.
From the prophet Joel, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call forth a sacred assembly, gather together the people and sanctify the assembly. This will not be politically correct. We are gathered here on May 1st of 2014 in the city of Washington, the capital, joined by others across the world with one agenda and one purpose, to come before the Lord and seek his face and his purposes and his will for this land and to pray for America. In the days of ancient Israel, in times of crisis and need, the people would gather before the Lord at sacred convocations. Those ordained in opening them were called the Kohanim, the priests, or the sons of Aaron. Those who asked me to open this gathering didn't know I was a Kohanim and a son of Aaron, for this is a sacred convocation, and God is here. America was conceived for the purpose of God and dedicated to his glory. Formed after the pattern of ancient Israel, it was called to be a city on a hill. And America has been blessed as no other nation has ever been blessed. But to whom much is given, much is required. America, as did Israel in its blessing, has been turning away from God, driving him out of its public squares, bringing in idols in its place, and calling what is evil good and what is good evil. And as Israel sacrificed thousands of its children on the altars of Molech and Baal, so America has also lifted up millions of its children on the altar of pleasure and self-indulgence, and their blood is on our hands. The glory of the city on the hill is fading, and America now stands in danger of impending judgment, and we all know it. And too much of the church has lost its saltiness to do anything about it. And now the same biblical signs of national judgment that appeared in the last days of ancient Israel are reappearing on American soil. That's why I wrote the Harbinger, to sound the alarm of warning. 3,000 years ago, King Solomon stood in another sacred assembly in his nation's capital. There he dedicated the temple and the nation's future to God. There he interceded and prayed that if his nation would ever turn away from God and calamity came upon it, if the people turned back to God in repentance, that God would have mercy on them. It was to answer that prayer that God spoke to Solomon at night with these words. He said, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, I'll hear from heaven, I will heal their land, I'll forgive their sin." 400 years later, the calamity of judgment finally fell upon the land, and the Temple Mount where Solomon had prayed was destroyed. The judgment returned to the nation's ground of consecration. God was saying, "Return, Israel." 225 years ago this week, America as we know it has came into existence. On that day, in the nation's capital, George Washington placed his hand on the Bible and gave the new nation a prophetic warning. He said this, "The propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained. The warning was this: America was blessed because of God alone. If America ever turned away from God, then the blessings of heaven would be removed from the land. We are today watching this warning coming true. After giving that word, Washington and the entire first government of this nation proceeded on foot to the place especially appointed to dedicate America's future to God. It was America's consecration ground. Where was it? It was in the nation's capital. But the nation's capital was not the city of Washington. It was the city of New York, in which Washington bowed his head that day to pray. Where exactly was it? The place on which they dedicated America to God on its first day as a nation, America's consecration ground, is Ground Zero. The ancient mystery that the destruction returned to the ground of consecration. And what is the message of that ground? God is crying out to this nation, return, return, return. The forefathers gathered in the capital city that day to consecrate America to God. So we have gathered this day in the capital city to do likewise, to rededicate this nation into the hands of God and to reconsecrate our hearts and lives to the will of God. The hope of America does not lie in the White House, not under the Capitol dome, not on Wall Street, and not on anything else. America's hope lies in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, the light of the world. It was for him this nation came into existence. It is by him alone that hope lies. And we've come together this day in this city named after the one who gave that warning and who bowed his head and prayed that this nation be dedicated to God with a holy and crucial purpose. It is time to humble ourselves. It's time to pray. It's time to seek the face of God. It's time to turn from our evil ways that he might hear our prayers, forgive our sins, and heal our land. We've come to this place to cry out for America, for the city on the hill, that its light might shine again and its true glory might go forth to the ends of the earth. We pray that whatever it takes and whatever it means, there shall be repentance in this land. There shall be awakening in this land, and there shall be revival in this land. Let the will of God be done. Let the name of God be lifted up. Let the city on the hill, America, shine again. Let God's grace shine upon here, and let the glory of the Lord be revealed in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, the light of the world, and the lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen and amen.
Father, we set ourselves in agreement with Jonathan Cahn, that prayer that he prayed in Washington, D.C. on last year's National Day of Prayer. And we say amen and amen, and may we be a nation, Lord, that turns to you with all of our heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. May we, as on yesterday's broadcast when Ann Graham Lotz prayed and gave the warning signal, may we, as your sons and daughters, respond to the warning, signs that we see everywhere. And may we pray for this nation. May we stand in the gap on this National Day of Prayer and call upon the name of the Lord. We ask, O God, that you forgive us of our sins, our perversion, our greed, our idolatry, for the 60 million babies that have been aborted in this nation. We repent for taking prayer out of our schools, for taking the Ten Commandments off of the walls. We repent for our immorality and our perversion, for our disobedience, for putting pleasure above you, O God. We repent today for our sins and the sins of our nation. And we say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we need your blessing today. We need your blessing today. Oh God, in Jesus' name, we need you today, Lord. We need you today. Would you come? Would you come, Lord, and heal our nation? Would you come, Lord, and heal our land today? In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you. We need you, O God. Would you help me pray that God will come and heal our nation on this National Day of Prayer, that he will come and heal our land? Would you just take time right now and agree with me for the healing of America, for the restoration of America, and that we would stand repenting of our sins and the sins of our nation today. Father, in Jesus' name, as we set ourselves in agreement all across the land on this National Day of Prayer, we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And on this National Day of Prayer, I want to spend time praying some prayers that I put out, that I send out every day on Let's Pray America. Let'sPrayAmerica.com, and you can subscribe to these daily prayers by simply going to Let'sPrayAmerica.com and sign up. You'll receive about a 60-second prayer every day, prayers that I personally put out that the Holy Spirit is speaking to me about. So I'm just going to read some of those prayers today here on the National Day of Prayer. And every day I ask you to repeat these after me, but I'll just say these prayers, and you can set yourself in agreement with me. Jehovah God, we pray this morning for the broken, those whose hearts are broken, those whose health is broken, those whose finances are broken, those whose marriages are broken, those whose dreams are broken. We pray for those in this category that daily need our prayers and our encouragement, knowing that someone cares and someone is not forgotten. May we as Christians not forget that sometimes a person's grief extends far beyond the days or weeks when they are on our mind, that sometimes the hurt extends far beyond the period that we think the hurt or grief should be over. So may we be reminded today, Lord, not to delete someone off of our daily prayer list too quickly, not according to what we believe is a normal time, but may we continually be reminded that we need to check on this person from time to time to let them know that we're still thinking of them and that we're still praying for them, asking if there is anything we can do for them, and may we continue to place a value on our relationships, understanding that it sometimes takes 20 years to build a relationship, but sometimes only 20 minutes to destroy it. So help us today, Lord, to place a new value on our words and on those you have connected us with. We pray today for our sons and daughters, that we continue to pray for them on a daily basis, regardless of the circumstances. And if we're going to err, we will err on the side of mercy and grace. We ask for mercy today for our nation, the United States of America. And we pray today for another spiritual awakening, this land that we love, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, today we pray concerning the crucial same-sex marriage case, which has been heard and is being heard by the United States Supreme Court justices, on whether the Constitution allows homosexual couples the right to marry, regardless of what individual states decide. We pray that millions of Christians across America will continue to set aside their busy schedule today to help pray on behalf of this landmark case. We pray that people of faith all across America will awaken and not continue to be silent, the silent majority, knowing this is not just about choice, that if enacted, it will lead to major restrictions on our liberties as Christians, particularly the church here in this nation. So we pray for these all-important hearings today that are going on. We pray for righteousness to prevail. We also pray for the millions of people in Nepal who are continuing to be affected by the aftershocks and the earthquakes, for the families of the hundreds of thousands of people who have been killed or injured. We pray for the violence that has been taking place on the streets of Baltimore, as well as other locations in America. We know that it's not only a racial war, but we also know that our law enforcement officers are risking their lives day and night to protect us as a society. We pray for them. Lord, we pray for revival in America, knowing that we are teetering on the very edge of deep chaotic conditions in America because we are a nation that has rebelled against your laws and your principles. May we stand in the gap this morning as a people who seek your face on a daily basis, asking your help in Jesus' name. Praying daily prayers that I send out. May we be alert today, Jehovah God, to our surroundings in this nation, fully aware there are forces in motion who are bent on the disassembling of our country, determined to reassemble America according to their socialist and ungodly ideology, with change being their central theme, changing the way we train our children, rearranging our nation's history books to fit their theories, determined to conform us into an antichrist society. God haters who are corrupted in their minds and are determined to change our way of thinking and our lives to create a society that conforms to the ways of man and not the ways of our Creator. A group that is committed on forcing their ideas on the church and is unwavering to replace the Constitution of the United States with one that fits a replica of other nations who have lost their freedom because of a society that is focused on social issues instead of moral issues. May we as Christians know that historically every nation that focuses on economic conditions rather than the spiritual climate of a nation is destined to fall. So we pray today for another spiritual awakening. We join Dale Gentry in praying for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities accompanied by 1,000 prayer leaders, each praying for revival in their city. Awaken each of us from our slumber and sleep. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And Jehovah God, we pray a special prayer today for the 5 million Americans who are suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's disease. We ask that you perform a miracle, Lord, so that they can receive a full recovery, knowing that all things are possible and nothing is impossible to those who believe. We also pray for the caregivers of these individuals today, especially the spouse of those who have been afflicted. The trauma that they go through daily, not being able to communicate with the one they love, the one they have shared their life with for many years, no longer having the opportunity to share their visions and dreams or just talk about their day. Lord, we ask for your help today concerning these caregivers, spouses, and families of those who suffer from Alzheimer's or dementia. And we pray for other caregivers today who are confined to their homes because of other illnesses. Many of these long-term situations that take a toll on emotions, finances, and loss of communication with the outside world. May we who are up and about with none of these responsibilities take time to pray for these individuals, not forgetting to give them a call or even an offer to come and spend time as a temporary caregiver. Giving these individuals a break from time to time, showing the love of God and exemplifying true friendship, bearing one another's burdens, thus fulfilling the law of Christ. And help us all, Lord, to be sensitive to those around us who are going through troubled waters in their lives, refusing to be so self-centered that we're not concerned about the needs of others. We ask these things in Jesus' name, praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And we pray this morning concerning our friends, those you have placed in our lives, those who stand with us during good times and bad. Regardless of who we are or whatever our reputation may be, friends are friends forever, loving us even when they don't agree with us or when we are near or far away. Whether we are in the palace or in the prison, they remain our friends, friends forever. So teach us this morning to identify our true friends in life and give them expressed appreciation as often as possible, acknowledging them in public, also knowing that in order to have friends, we must show ourselves friendly. And we pray for our friends today, knowing that Job's life turned around when he prayed for his friends. So help us to make a list of our true friends and pray for them daily. And may we discern this day that sometimes it takes many years to develop a friendship, but may we know that this bond can be broken in a few short sentences. So help us to handle our friendships carefully. And may we understand, Lord, that even though this link has been broken, it can possibly be repaired or renewed by a phone call, a letter, or text message. May we never give up on a true friendship, putting a high value on that relationship of mutual affection. And may we highly esteem our friendship with you, Father God, knowing that you truly are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. What an honor for each of us to be called the friend of God. And we pray this morning for another spiritual awakening. Praying some prayers. Praying some prayers that I send out each day on the Breakout Prayer Network. And you can get my daily prayers by going to letsprayamerica.com. Letspreyamerica.com. And you'll receive this. As you put in your information, you'll receive a daily prayer. I want to read some more of my daily prayers, and you can join with me here on this National Day of Prayer. We pray this morning that we will be reminded of the privileges we have enjoyed over these many years as a nation, knowing that we obtained these freedoms by the blood of our veterans, many who never came home from the battlefield, leaving families without a father or mother. May these lives that were lost on foreign soil, as well as here in America, not be in vain. May we not lose our freedoms in this nation because we have dishonored you, Lord, and the principles that made this nation great from its very beginning. May we not go into captivity because we have forsaken you, Almighty God, Creator of this universe, because we have turned from worshiping you and started worshiping the creature rather than the Creator, replacing our love for you, God, with our love for the world, trading the eternal for the temporal, disregarding the consequences of sin, Christian leaders not warning the people of hell, people turning to idolatry, trading the love of Christ for the love of pleasures and money. So we pray this morning for another spiritual awakening. We pray that people across America will turn their attention to the National Day of Prayer today, calling on your name, Lord, and repenting of their sins and the sins of this nation. May we be alert to the alarms that are sounding concerning the dangers we face as a nation. May we wake up and turn to you as a people with a national revival and a spiritual cleansing. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Would you help me pray on this National Day of Prayer? Would you just say your own prayer for a few moments concerning this land, concerning this United Nation, this United States of America? Father, we continue to pray here on this National Day of Prayer. We continue to pray prayers that I've been sending out now for many months, every day, many months. People that go to letspreyamerica.com, and here's a prayer in Jesus' name. We welcome people who are just starting to pray with us. May we know that we are believing for 1 million people to help us pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. We know it's late in America, but it's not too late. We're believing that preachers are rising out of obscurity, Lord, to declare your truths, prompting multitudes to receive the message of the cross and to turn to you, Lord. We declare this morning that revival meetings will break out in the streets and stadiums of this nation and then spill over into the church. We decree that preaching in this land will become compulsive. The people of all ages, particularly young people, will have an irresistible urge to preach. Accompanied by great power and authority, signs, wonders, and miracles, we declare that walls are coming down in people's lives, walls of containment and walls of confinement. People that have been confined and contained by fear, divorce, poverty, jealousy, rage, rejection, and their past are now free to walk into the dawning of a new day, finding themselves actually smiling again, dancing in the streets because they've discovered a freedom that they have never known because of their new relationship with Jesus. May there be a sound of freedom throughout this land because of the incredible spiritual awakening that is taking place in our nation. Come quickly, Lord, and pour out your Spirit on America. May we not be silent, but may we let our voices be heard that there is hope, and we are messengers of hope for this nation and the nations of the world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And we pray this morning for those who desire to be married, but seemingly have not met the right person to be their lifelong companion. We pray this morning that they will not allow loneliness to force them into making a wrong decision concerning their future husband or wife. May they pray for you to bring the right person into their life here on this National Day of Prayer. May they be willing to wait for number one and not be willing to settle for second best, knowing and understanding that marriage can be the closest thing to heaven or the nearest thing to hell. We pray that these individuals will seek your wisdom concerning this choice, Lord, and may they seek the counsel of those about them, particularly their father, grandfather, pastor, or spiritual father. We pray this morning for those individuals who have gone through a divorce or the death of their companion. We pray today that they will move forward, knowing that there is another season in their life, that they will not have an extended period of grief which will turn into depression, but they will receive healing and restoration and make plans for another season of their lives. We pray this morning that you will revive the church, your church, Lord. May the spirit of prayer and the spirit of faith combine to congregations all across America, changing the course and the culture of this land, bringing change in an awesome way in this land. We pray that you will call young people out of obscurity to preach to their generation. We know it's late, Lord, but we declare it's not too late. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We come boldly into your presence this morning by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus on this National Day of Prayer, praying prayers that I'm sending out each day on letsprayamerica.com. We enter with thanksgiving in our hearts, so grateful for all of your blessings, knowing, Lord, that you're thinking about us on this morning, on this Thursday, and knowing that your thoughts about us are good thoughts to give us a future and a hope. We're asking you today to give us the strength and the courage this morning to keep moving, not to always be reverting back, to keep to what could have been, might have been, should have been, not always reverting back to our comfort zone, but help us move forward into our discovery zone today, knowing that opportunities, Lord, await us, incredible seasons that we have never experienced before, life-changing events that will take our breath away, giant-killing days that we remember and celebrate forever, giving us another confirmation that life is made to live and enjoy, not just to endure. Give us the heart of a champion and the eyes of a tiger today, in Jesus' name, that we may declare that we're going to take time to live life, not just go through life. We're going to take time to rest, fly a kite, eat more ice cream, run in the rain. Help us to kidnap a friend and proudly declare to him or her that we have captured her for a day just so we can go out and have some fun. Boldly declaring to that person that it's time for some fun, and today is the day. Help us just not to wait until the day we retire or for our annual two-week vacation or when we finally get our 401k. Let us go out and smell the roses soon, and very soon have a picnic, lay on the grass and get a sunburn. Help us, Lord, to know that you've called us to enjoy life and not to just to fret, but relax and count the stars at night, laughing with you, dreaming big dreams, rehearsing those dreams until we realize that we were born to dream and we were born to fly. Thank you, Lord. And we remember today that we need another spiritual awakening in our land. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And would you help me pray on this National Day of Prayer for another spiritual awakening in America?
Have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Fires of 100 circling camps, they have built him an altar in the evening dew and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for this nation. We thank you for this land. In Jesus' name, we are so thankful and so grateful. And once again, we know that the theme today on this National Day of Prayer, the theme today is hear our cry, O God. Hear the cry that your servant is praying this day. And of course, that's taken from 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 28, which simply says, and I'm going to read it again, right from the Word of God. Hear our cry, O Lord, your servant, this day. Regard the prayer of your servant, his supplication, O Lord my God. Listen to the cry and the prayer which your servant is praying before you today, that your eyes may be open toward this temple, night and day toward the place of which you said, my name shall be there, that you may hear the prayer which your servants make toward this place. And so, Father God, in conclusion today, we set ourselves in agreement with people all across America, millions of people who are recognizing this is a national day of prayer. And we pray, Lord, that something will be set in motion today, that people will not only give attention to this day, but, Lord, they will set themselves to be people of prayer. And can they pray, give us this day our daily prayer, our daily bread, as we make our daily prayers. And so, Father, we are so thankful for the opportunity to be able to pray, for the freedom that we have to pray in open squares today and in many public places, which our freedoms are so rapidly being diluted, deleted, or taken away. And so may we stand and publicly declare today, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. Thank you for being a part of this broadcast. And if you would like to be a part of our 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 prayer groups, you go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can sign up and be one of the 1,000 prayer groups that's helping us pray for revival in America, believing God for 1,000 prayer groups and 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders. Thank you for being with us today. Dale Gentry here. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. God bless you as we continue to pray together on this National Day of Prayer.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.